welcome to The Right Hook, a weekly segment which covers the machinations of the right wing, from the Republican Party to the Tea Party Patriots and beyond. I'm Chris Bennett. The Defense of Marriage Act is a Republican-inspired effort to ban gay marriages in the United States. According to ABC News, Paul Clement, the former Solicitor General for George W. Bush, resigned from the law firm King & Spalding after it resigned from defending DOMA in pending litigation. John Boehner only appointed King & Spalding last week because the Justice Department withdrew from defending DOMA last February. King & Spalding is foregoing billing fees of $520 per hour, up to $500,000, and it is avoiding a planned protest at its headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. But Paul Clement, for his part, is not foregoing anything. He's moving right on to the Bancroft firm to carry on his principled fight against civil rights. Bancroft firm is a better fit for Clement, as it has more experience in curbing civil liberties. Bancroft's lead partner, Viet D. Dinh, was one of the authors of the USA Patriot Act, and he sits on the board of News Corporation, owned by Rupert Murdoch. The site of the next protest will no doubt change to the Bancroft firm's Georgetown offices. Meanwhile, the governor of Maine wants to get America working again, especially the children. Tea Party favorite Paul LePage backs changes to the state's child labor laws. A new bill, LD 1346, eliminates the maximum number of hours a minor over the age of 16 can work on a school day. And the bill allows minors under the age of 16 to work up to 4 hours per day on a school day. Maine's minimum wage is $7.50 per hour. The new legislation would make it legal for employers to pay workers under 20 years of age only $5.25 per hour for their first 90 days on the job. This is called a, quote, training wage. Defending the legislation, LePage said, quote, I went to work at 11 years old. I became governor. It's not a big deal. Despite Governor LePage clearly having received an inferior education, there's another issue here. Maine's tourism industry. It's the biggest industry in Maine at approximately $15 billion. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, many of the table waiting and ice cream scooping jobs are done by high school and college students. That's where the whole 90-day training wage comes in. Most of the jobs in Maine's tourist industry only last about 100 days per year. Students can work the whole summer for $5.25 an hour and maybe on that last paycheck of the summer make the, quote, full minimum. It's like a built-in incentive to work the whole summer or to make like other Maine teens enjoy one of the largest out-migrations of youth in the country. And Arizona Tea Partiers have found a novel way to promote their own party and to cut federal government spending. According to the Phoenix New Times, there's a bill to create a vanity license plate featuring the Gadsden flag. It's on Governor Jan Brewer's desk right now, ready for her to sign. The Gadsden flag is the adopted banner of the Tea Party and features that snake coiled on a yellow field. The motto is, "Don't tread on me." Arizona drivers who want to self-identify as Tea Partiers can shell out $25 for the special plates. $17 of that fee would go to, quote, promote Tea Party governing principles. But there is another bill waiting which really could benefit the American taxpayer, if not the Arizona drivers. It's the License Plate Political Slush Fund Prevention Act, sponsored by Congressman Gary Ackerman of New York. Ackerman's bill would cause any state that issues plates that supports groups advocating for defeat of political candidates to lose 15% of its federal highway funds. And anyone who's ever driven through Arizona knows it's one state that can't afford to lose one penny of highway funds. If this bill gets signed, those yellow license plates won't be hard to spot. Drivers will easily know who to thank as they tread on down the great Pan-Arizonan highway system. For Uprising, I'm Chris Bennett, and this is The Right Hook, reality-based news and views.